Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. It's not going to be an easy day to deal with for the golf world right now. We're going to have to get our wind game out again. Partly sunny and breezy. Locally windy, scattered showers. High 78 to 83. Depends where you are. Easterlies 15 to 25. Gusts to 50 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, windward, Amauka, numerous evening showers, occasional showers after midnight. Leeward, a little less rain, but then on Sunday, partly cloudy and breezy, windward, Amauka showers. And Monday, Tuesday, partly cloudy, windward, and Amauka, scattered showers, leeward, isolated showers. And the high today will be, or rather the high then, Monday or Tuesday, 84 degrees. So we can expect to have breezy conditions and some pretty wet weather for the next few days. Just get ready for it. High surf advisory for the east-facing shores on Hawaii Island and that wind advisory on Oahu until 6 p.m. this evening. Tee times. Of course you want to go out and play a round of golf. The Bucket Brigade, yes, retired HFD on Hawaii Island, they're out, so why shouldn't we get out? There's an 840 and a 1008 Makalei. We've got one. This is on Lanai, by the way. Hoku'ala Ocean Club, there's a 920 and a 1010. Poipu has a 9 o'clock, 940, 1210. Kauai Lagoons has a 1008. Turtle Bay on Oahu, 850, 936, 1028. The Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9, 1040. The 11 o'clock is available, too, just like it is at Eva Beach, and that's 11 o'clock and a 926, if you prefer an even earlier tea time. Yes, I'll be able to speak shortly. Kalihi, we don't have any golf courses in Kalihi, but the Kahili Golf Course is available on Maui, or you can play at Wailea, 850, 930, 1020. And this is on the Gold Course. On the Emerald Course, an 850, a 930, and a 2 o'clock. And Kapalua has a 918 and a 10 o'clock. So we're going to get out and enjoy a wonderful day. Meantime, I have Joseph Young, Honma Golf, on. Ron Haas, General Manager, Mid-Pacific Country Club. Of course, they have two tournaments coming up. Max Novina, PGA Tour, Tournament Director for the Century at Kapalua. And Ron Syrak's going to kick it off. Award-winning writer, author with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, Vision 54, Golf Channel contributor. We'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
And now, Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author of Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
As always, Danielle, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
And did you go out and play golf already this morning?
I did not. We got a little bit of an inclement day here on Outer Cape Cod. So,
so our forecast kind of sounds like your forecast.
Windy and wet.
Did you feel the earthquake in New York?
You know, I didn't. I played golf yesterday, and I was on my way to the golf course. I was in my car. Mm-hmm. Whenever I play, I silence my phone, although I don't look at it while I'm playing. So I finished my round, turned my phone back on, and I had a zillion text messages from people saying, "Hey, did you feel the earthquake?" What earthquake? What are you talking about?
Earthquake here? There hasn't been one in 140 years. Yeah. So let's go straight to the ANWA at Augusta National 2025, the Augusta National Women's Amateur. That's what ANWA stands for. And, you know, it's underway. Fred Ridley, during his annual press conference at the Masters Tournament, impressed us all by saying this was going to happen. It started in 2018. And, of course, established to inspire greater interest and participation in the women's game by creating this very exciting and rewarding pathway for these players to fulfill their dreams. And, you know, I think it's working. What do you think, Ron?
It's been a massive success. I mean, you know, you look at the winners that they have there, Jennifer Kupcho and Anna Davis, and all players that got big things ahead of them. But mostly what it's done for the women's game, it's brought new eyes to the product. People are tuning in to see Augusta National.
Yeah.
And they may be watching women's golf, girls' golf for the first time. And they like it. They look at it and they say, wow. And they've done a brilliant job of setting up the golf course, so it is a challenge for the players, at the same time being accessible to them. So there's really, by every possible measuring stick you could think of, this is a huge success. And today it's on network TV, you know, on a Saturday. That's huge for women's golf. It's tough for the LPGA to get on network TV on the weekend.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And someone once said that if a guy wants to improve his golf game, he shouldn't watch the tour players, the PGA Tour players, the top players in the world. He should watch the women play. What are your thoughts?
You know, I'm astounded that more equipment companies don't use women in their advertising, because most recreational male golfers, amateur golfers, should be playing the equipment the women are playing, not the equipment that, I mean, the guys on the PGA Tour are playing an entirely different game than the game that most amateur golfers play.
Yeah.
And in terms of shaft flex, in terms of what kind of golf ball you should be playing, everything about the game, the equipment is what the women are playing out there, not to mention the fact that there's just one great swing after another. And what you learn is the importance of rhythm and timing and balance. And you don't have to be 230 pounds and 6'4" to hit the ball a long ways if you coordinate everything in your swing properly.
Yeah, it's truly wonderful that what you just said. I just wish that would go in and really settle, and guys wouldn't think they needed, you know, I got to play what Rory McIlroy's playing. The amateurs are from USA, Japan, Chinese Taipei, Malaysia, Spain, Sweden, India, Colombia, Philippines, South Africa, Canada, Australia, England, Thailand, Italy, Scotland, and Germany. Sounds like the United Nations has come together to play a round of golf.
Yeah, you know, and that's another thing that's a great thing about this, and how it's showcasing this event not just in the United States too. It's showcasing this event in those countries where those players are from.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps grow the game globally. The other thing you're going to notice, a lot of these players from outside the United States, and this is becoming more and more true, are honing their game on American college golf. You look at the players who are out there now on top of the leaderboard. Lottie Wode from England goes to Florida State University. Ingrid Lindblad goes to LSU. You know, she's from Sweden, and that didn't used to be true, that those European golfers didn't come over. A lot of them just like turn pro right out of high school. But now more and more of them are coming, playing American college golf. And American college golf's improved so much that you can really get tour ready playing 4 years of college golf.
It's wonderful. I mean, it's like being on a mini tour when you're in college, and it's awesome. So we have 72 of the top female players in amateur golf starting off. That's Wednesday and Thursday. And then those two rounds determine the cut. Then the low 30 players and ties after the 36 holes have qualified, which is what we're going to see today. Yesterday, So where the first two rounds are not played at Augusta National. Is it Champions Game?
Yeah, Champions. It's about 15 minutes away from Augusta National.
Great course. And
then they have that day off on Friday where everybody in the field, whether you made the cut or not, can come play a practice round at Augusta National.
Oh, how wonderful. I didn't know that. I thought it was just the people who made the cut would go practice there.
They let everybody who played the first 36 gets to come over and play. And this year, they also let them onto the par 3 golf course, which is a real treat.
Have you played them?
I have not played the par 3. I played the big course, but not the par 3.
What was it like on the big course?
The part of the brilliance, and there's so much about Augusta National that's absolutely brilliant, but part of the brilliance of Augusta National is it's a good members golf course. You know, if you're playing from the members tees, and it is there's no forced carries. You know, it's sort of like built very much in that British tradition. If you keep your golf ball in front of you, you're not going to get in trouble. You know, so you don't have to carry it 220 yards off the tee to find the fairway. Just keep the ball in front of you, and then the greens are an amazing challenge. I think it's one of those golf courses where if you took somebody who was a 10 handicap out there, bogeys are relatively easy to make. Birdies and pars are hard. To me, that's an example of a great golf course. It doesn't beat you up, but it challenges you.
That's nice. Yes. So you're not miserable afterwards. All right. There's this one name that just stands out because of her first name, and I know nothing about her, and I was hoping you could fill us in a little bit. Asterix.
Oh, you're gonna ask me about Asterix, and I'm not gonna be able to check. I did my research on everybody else in the field, but Asterix.
It's such an interesting name, Asterix Tally of the USA. Then there's Hannah Darling of Scotland. She's making her third appearance. How amazing is that?
Yeah, and I think Lindblad is also making her third appearance in there. You know, and we're also seeing some players who's coming through. And who is it? Gina Clement. She's 16 years old, and she came in through the Drive Chip and Putt Championship there.
Wow!
She finished seventh in the 20s in like the 7 to 9 year olds or something in the 2017 Drive Chip and Putt Championship. So we're seeing that. Another innovation if you look at it, over the last 20 years, Augusta National Golf Club has done an amazing amount of things to grow the game of golf. And the Drive Chip and Putt Championship is one. The Augusta National Women's Amateur is one. But we're seeing the fruits of both of those creations starting to pay off. You know, the players who came through there are now having careers in golf.
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, you mentioned college golf. Hannah Darling of Scotland, her third appearance, she is a junior at South Carolina. She's on the women's golf team. She set a birdie record, 8 birdies in her Wednesday first round 66. Wow. Yeah, thank you very much. Then we have she's from Sweden. Kaja Arvidsjaur. And she's working with Annika Sorenstam.
Yeah, she came in through the Annika does a whole lot with junior golf, and she's got her own series of tournaments. She's got her own award for Player of the Year, and she's really become a pipeline for a lot of the talented juniors to make their way to that next level of golf.
Yeah, it's she's really amazing. She's amazing because she does everything like under. She doesn't make a bunch of noise about this is what I'm doing, you know, and I'm you know, look at me. It's she's very low key, and I really appreciate it. So we can watch the Augusta National Women's Amateur on Golf Channel and Peacock. Starts 1:30 Eastern to 3:30 Eastern. That's 7:30 Hawaii time, up to 9:30 Hawaii time. Okay, so get on the telly and watch it, guys, because you're going to learn something. Or you can watch Nelly Korda, who could make it four in a row. Nelly Korda is amazing. Do you remember the Korda sisters when they came out? And then Nelly was doing so good. And then all of a sudden, she like the bottom dropped off or she started hurting herself. And now she, how did she come back like she has?
Yeah, she had, first she had the blood clots in the shoulder. That set her back for a few months. Then she had some back issues. And, you know, it's funny. The Korda sisters remind me of the Williams sisters, where the younger one turned out to be better than the older one because the younger one had the older one to set the bar for her, to show her what was possible. And just like Serena Williams passed Venus Williams, Nelly Korda surpassed Jessica. And I really think that Nelly's in a position this year to really hit her full stride, you know, and really get out there and have, she's already had her breakout year, but have a really dominant year this year. You know, three wins in a row, that hasn't been done since Ariadna Garn did it about 9 years ago. The record on the LPGA is five in a row, shared by Soren Stam and Nancy Lopez.
Wow.
So Nelly would be, you know, Nelly's got that potential to become the Caitlin Clark of golf, you know, that kind of person who, if she goes out there and performs at a high level and wins, will attract a lot of attention to the game.
Oh, yeah, she already has, even with three wins in a row, because it's been a while, right, since we've had this many in a row. She won the Drive-On LPGA Championship, the Fur Hills Suripak Championship, the Ford Championship presented by KCC. She has 16 professional wins, 11 on the LPGA. She's doing pretty amazing, top-ranked right now, sixth seed after 3 days of stroke play, and she'll face third-seeded Angel Yin on Saturday morning, this morning. So how does this work?
What they did is they had a, they started with like a full field event. And after 36 holes, they made a cut to like 65. And then they, after the 54 holes, the top eight qualified for match play.
Oh.
It was actually a four-way tie for the eighth spot. And Maurya Jutanagarn had the birdie the third extra hole to get the last spot in there, but they're out on the course now, and Nelly Korda is two up through seven holes against Angel Yin, so it's looking like we may get a Leona McGuire, who was the top seed, is three up through ten against Maurya Jutanagarn. So I think it would be a McGuire Nelly Korda in the semifinals. And then the other two matches out there, Rose Zhang, who I thought would do really well in this event because she's played a ton of match play
right
in amateur golf, but she's played her first five holes five over par.
Oh, my.
And got four down immediately. So right now, Sei Young Kim is four up through nine holes against Rose, so it's not looking too good for Rose there. And the other match, Naren An is one up through eight holes against Minami Katsu.
In fact, there's a quote from Rose that says, "I love match play. You get to play like Solheim Cups, junior teams, amateur events, but you don't really get to see that a lot out here." What do you think of the format? Do you like this?
Yeah, I do. You know, I there's a lot of people say, "Oh, well, it's not real match play, but because you have the 3 days of stroke play and then cut the field to 16 players or eight players. But, you know, it works well for television, I think that it's going to be a good format. It's not that traditional 64 players start from there. But, you know, even in the old days when the men's PGA championship was match play, they had 2 days of stroke play qualifying to get into the field for match play. So this idea... And that's also true in the U.S. amateur, U.S. women's amateur. You have stroke play qualifying to get into the field of 64. So it's not unusual to have stroke play qualifying to get to the match play segment of the tournament.
And they're playing Shadow Creek. Now, what have
you
heard?
Yeah, that's another that's another thing where, you know, one of the more exclusive public golf courses, you know, the public can get on that golf course for a price.
Like $250 or maybe more, maybe $400. Who knows what it is at this point?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking more. I'm thinking more like $1,200.
Well, I'm right out of that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
supposed
to be
yearly membership at my course.
There you go. See, and Korda, Nelly Korda, we thought maybe one over, two over would get in. So I wasn't focused too much on a score with. She says this golf course is already hard enough without any wind, without it dropping in temperature as well. So did it? I guess it got cold and windy all of a sudden, just like here.
Yeah, they had 30-mile-an-hour winds and 50-degree temperatures. So it was very challenging for them out there.
What does 50 degrees do to a golf ball? You know, does it harden it?
Yeah, it doesn't go as far, that's for sure. You know, I play with a guy here on Cape Cod who's a retired chemistry professor. And when we were playing on cold days, he warms his golf balls up in pots of hot water before he goes out to play. So he can try to maximize his distance. His golf balls won't be as cold as what the rest of us are playing.
You know, I think you just gave some of us a really great tip. That's awesome, because there are people who play at Volcano Golf Course and it's like 55 degrees. Up there at the top of the mountain, it's a gorgeous golf course, but you can expect it to be really cold around, oh, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the morning. And I bet no one's thought about putting, you know, a big pot of hot water and dump your golf balls in there so they can get ready for the
what I do here is I walk with two extra golf balls in my pocket and I rotate through the golf balls because they warm up being in your pocket, you know.
Yes.
They draft off your body heat, so I will switch on to a warmer golf ball.
Wow. I was just looking at something, too, about going back to Nelly Korda. I'm sorry, I'm kind of bouncing around here, but 16 pro wins, right? And then you look at Louise Sugg, 61. Annika Sorenstam, 72. Mickey Wright, 82. Kathy Whitworth, 88. Boy, these girls were on fire. Who are they? They're super women.
I'll tell you the number, you know, Kathy Whitworth and Mickey Wright with 88 and 82. I mean, no one's going to get to their numbers. But I think one of the things that's been really underappreciated, the 72 wins by Annika Sorenstam, you look at that, no one's going to come remotely close to that. Think of it this way. Annika Sorenstam's 72 career wins is as many wins as Kari Webb and Julie Inkster combined.
Wow.
I think it was, 41 for Webby, 31 for Inkster. No one's going to get anywhere near that 72 wins. And Annika did it against there was one stretch where in six-year periods, 20 of the 24 majors were won by four players. Sorenstam, Inkster, Webb, and Siri Pack. So Annika was competing against, you know, several Hall of Fame golfers out there who were really, really good.
Yeah.
And she won those 72 tournaments.
Yeah. I just got a message saying that, yes, you're right, Ron Cyrak, Shadow Creek is $1,200 a round.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit out of my price range.
Even with the friends and family discount, it's probably still beyond my range.
Oh my goodness, what fun. Ron Cyrak is an award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, and LPGA Media Excellence Award. He's author with Vision 54, the Vision 54 trilogy, Lynn Marriott, Pia Nilsson, Ron Cyrak. Now, which ones would you read first? Which one would you read first?
Every Shot Must Have a Purpose really gives you the broad overview of what Vision 54 is all about.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, that book was published in 2006, so it's at 18 years out there. And it is still a book that's very, very much in demand. I think P and Lynn are really have some brilliant insights to the game, and I think it's an instruction book that's gonna have a very, very long life out there.
All right. So every shot must have a purpose, and warming golf balls in the pocket or in a bucket of water, hot water. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us. So much fun.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Yes, I was just looking at something from Tiger. He's going to be talking. You know, Augusta National is going to be hosting the Masters next week. How is it possible? Masters Week, April 8th to the 14th. Countdown to the Masters. Tiger Woods is going to be on the interview in Diaz. They announced who's going to be talking in front of everybody. So I wonder what he'll have to say. All right. So we're going to come back next with Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour, The Century, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour. It's the Century, celebrating golf, the fans, and the Maui community in January, kicking off the PGA Tour season. Welcome into the clubhouse, Max.
Danielle, aloha. Good to be with you and your listeners this morning.
Awesome. It's good to have you. I mean, 26 years at Kapalua on Maui. You know, we kicked off the 2024 season. Now, $5.5 million has been raised by the Century since 2018. And the proceeds from the 2023 were distributed, I imagine, at some point during 2024. How does that work?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, it's been 3 months since we've spoken, and just wanted to thank the community, thank the people of Maui for welcoming the PGA Tour, for embracing the PGA Tour and our players. That first week of January was a really special way for us to kick off our season, and you know, more importantly, to help Lahaina and those affected by the wildfires recover and rebuild. Relative to our charitable mission, it continues in earnest, and there are so many ranges of care and need. We work really actively across the community, across a range of needs, to ensure that we do our best to take care of, you know, those that that need the money the most, whether it be junior golfers, youth recreation, but also elderly care and, you know, folks with mental health challenges or food and nutritional issues. It's, you know, certainly our privilege to support the community in this respect.
That's why connected communities I mean, I just love the underlying philosophy that Century Insurance has about the Maui Stevens Point connection. Can you describe that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in Century Insurance, we have one of the most dedicated and committed title partners. When Century Insurance, who's based out of Stevens Point in central Wisconsin, looked at this tournament, but more importantly, looked at the community, they realized that there's so much in common and weather aside. And so connected communities basically anchors around ensuring that leaders within central Wisconsin connect with their counterparts here on Maui, whether it be across education, youth recreation, food security, and basically share best practices and create conversations that lead to action and, you know, impact within both places.
Yeah. And it's interesting because they get together and share what they've learned. Like the leaders on Maui get together with the leaders at Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and they talk about what's worked in their community. And maybe that could be useful for the leaders in, let's say, Maui community.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it just speaks to golf and the platform and how powerful it can be. You know, certainly we want to showcase the best players in the world and, you know, entertain fans both at home on TV as well as at the plantation course in person. You know, that said, it, you know, our purpose is much bigger than that. And how do we use golf as a platform to help our respective communities?
Absolutely. Right on. And you know, this was great. Chris Kirk held off Sahith Theegala to win at Kapalua this year. And afterwards, he told Golf Channel, "I just kept reminding myself, no matter how I felt, no matter how nervous I was, there was nothing stopping me from hitting great shots, hitting great putts. I was able to remind myself of that before every shot. That one on 17, I'll remember for a long time. That was the 5-iron to just a couple of feet on the par 4 17th. And I just thought that anybody going out to play a round of golf today should think that way. You know, it's like, no matter how nervous you are, just, you know, there's nothing stopping you from hitting great shots, as great as your shots can be. That's all.
Yeah, Chris was unflappable and played a tremendous 4 rounds of golf. But certainly that last round on Sunday was a magnificent round. And, you know, I was listening to you and Ron, you know, talk a little bit about the ladies game and also about some of the books that that Ron has authored. And every shot has a purpose. And, you know, I think Chris certainly approached every single shot on Championship Sunday with a purpose, and certainly was a very, very deserving champion.
Yeah, yeah. How did you get into this business, Max, this business of golf?
Good question. I haven't thought about it in a long time because I've been now working in sports and entertainment for over 25 years.
Wow.
For me, at some point in high school, probably even before then, I accepted the fact that I was not going to be a professional athlete. As much as I wanted to be one, that was just not in the cards. And, you know, I made it my mission. I actually watched an interview with Bob Costas, who spoke about this. And at that point, I decided that I wanted to work directly adjacent to something that I was so passionate about. And I started out in pro sports with the NBA and the National Hockey League, and that brought me to the game of golf. My first event was actually the U.S. Women's Open in 2005 at Cherry Hills, and Birdie Kim pulled out from the bunker to win that.
Wow.
And, you know, here again, I was listening to you and Ron talk about Annika, my next event was the 2006 Women's Open at the Newport Country Club, and Annika won that national championship in a playoff against Patty Hearst on Monday.
Yeah, truly, you know, that's a really good thought. You know, if you can't be one part of a business, it doesn't mean that you can't find something within the business that you can do so you can stay close to that which you enjoy being part of.
That's exactly right. And, you know, now my you know, passion for sport is equaled by my passion for the business of sport and what sport and golf specifically, you know, can do, whether it be entertaining fans or creating charitable impact within the communities that we exist in.
Right. Now, how does a charity possibly get involved in the Century?
Yeah, so in any given year, we have designated beneficiaries, many of whom we've been giving to for more than two decades. You know, examples of that would be Lahaina Luna High School Foundation or the Boy Scouts, you know, here on Maui. You know, that said, we're always talking to charities and understanding what their mission is, what their needs are, and how we can help them accomplish those things. So probably the easiest way is to reach out directly to me, and we'll have a conversation and see where it goes.
Right on. How do they get in touch with you?
They can email me. They can call me on my cell phone. That is all, you know, we share it on the website.
Okay.
I'm very, very easy to find.
Awesome. What's the website?
It's thecentury.com, or you can also just Google PGA Tour of the Century, and it's going to lead you to us.
There you go. There you go. Just, you know, you're so open. I thought, you know, why shouldn't people who are listening who might think that they can be a vital part of the Century and the charitable aspect, even, you know, volunteering to help make the tournament all come together, because it takes an army of people to do this.
It really does. We would not be able to bring to life, and not just the Century, but every single golf tournament that you see played in every single community. We depend on the nonprofits within that community. We depend on volunteers to help us bring the event to life. And of course, you know, we depend on, you know, the fans and the companies that bring their support to the golf tournament.
Let's go back now to the Maui wildfires. You know, 97 lives lost, an entire vital community, a destination for, you know, hundreds of thousands. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people who've been to Lahaina, you know, and remember Lahaina as an embracing, open, fun, relaxing, you know, just about anything that you wanted to find in Hawaii about Hawaii was in Lahaina. You know, it was an old port town, and old port towns have a feeling to them that goes so deep into the earth. It's just incredible how you feel. You always feel like you're inside and you're embraced. And that was Lahaina. And I know the Century and Century is completely committed to helping and jumped in right away. Tell us about Century's response.
Yeah, you know, I find myself sometimes talking about Lahaina in the past tense as like it was, and in actuality, it is.
There you go.
It is the cultural epicenter of the west side of Maui. And yes, structures have been lost and lives have been lost. That said, the spirit of the people certainly has not. And every single day gets a little bit better. Certainly there are very, very serious questions, challenges that we all need to overcome. But here again, the spirit of the people, the grit, the resilience, the aloha is very much in place. And for the PGA Tour and for Century Insurance, our title partner, we're just, you know, looking to, you know, contribute and help in whatever way we can. Probably the biggest initiative and the most important initiative that Century Insurance has undertaken is their Century Malama Keiki program. And they made an initial gift of $1 million to the Maui United Way. These funds are going to be utilized to support children and mental health issues and challenges. And that, along with other programs, you know, we look forward to continuing to build upon. As you know, Century is committed to the PGA Tour here on Maui through 2035.
Yes.
So we have a lot of time to ensure that, you know, we invest the right resources over the next decade and longer to help in this recovery.
Yeah, yeah. There's something about a relationship I feel with Century that, you know, and when you said and longer, that it's not something that is taken lightly. Once entered into, it's considered a commitment. And that's the beauty of this organization, Century Insurance, a private insurance company. When I invited you to come on the show, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, I think I said it at the start. You know, we are just so thankful, so appreciative of the way Hawaii, Maui, the community, the people have embraced and supported us. And, you know, we hope that we can continue to give back to it. We are working in earnest, you know, 9 months and counting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want to deliver the best edition of the Century in January 2025.
Right on. Thank you so much. Max Novina, Tournament Director, PGA Tour, The Century. Oh, in January, what are the dates?
Yeah, so for this edition, Tournament Week actually starts December 30th.
Oh, December.
Through January 5th.
Far out. January, I don't remember it starting in December before. This is great. So that's a lot of good times. Thank you so much, Max Novina. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Likewise. Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha. We're coming back. We've got a couple of really great long-term tournaments, and they've been held at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. For gosh, I'm sure Ron Haas, the COO and General Manager and Chief Operating Officer, I just said that, COO, yes, he'll be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Ron Haas, General Manager, Chief Operating Officer, Mid-Pacific Country Club. He has traveled from Austria to Hawaii, to the mainland and back to Hawaii. He comes most recently from Moraga Country Club in California, where he was General Manager and COO. And before that, General Manager of Carmel Valley Athletic Club, considered Monterey Peninsula's finest athletic clubs. But you may know him from Sheraton, Hilton, Hyatt Resorts of Hawaii, where he was restaurant general manager from 1990 to 1997. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, it's a wet, windy day, and why aren't we all in bed? Are you in? We should
no,
all be
actually,
sleeping.
Yes, it's a very wet and windy day here on the windward side, and I'm glad we don't have any Mid-Pacific Open this week, because it would be almost like a repeat from last year and stuff. So I like Mother Nature is taking out all his needs, the wind and the rain out right now, so we have a beautiful week coming up when we have the Mid-Pacific Open.
Yes, the Mid-Pacific Open, the 64th Mid-Pacific Open. Of course, we call it the Mid-Pac. But, you know, it's the Mid-Pacific Open. And it's April 25th through the 28th. And it's 4 days of very serious competition, an official event of the Aloha Section PGA. You know, so the top golfer of the year playing, you know, all the different points that are added up and how you position yourself at the end of the tournament, all of that is calculated. And then, you know, the top golfer of the year is chosen. So the April 10th is the deadline to get in if you'd like to play in the Mid-Pac Open. And that can change, though, right, Ron?
That can change regards to registration, you mean, or?
Yeah, so if it's filled up, if the
it's actually getting very close to be filled up, it's my understanding. So,
yeah. Okay.
As you know, we have a very wide field. We got six flights for that tournament. And you mentioned before, it's been around for a long time. Yeah, it's been around since 1956.
Wow.
So it's a very historical tournament here on the windward side. So it used to be called the Lanikai Cup before.
Yes. I don't think I covered it then.
Both of us. I know you put down my how long I've been here and stuff, but no, that's a little bit before my time too.
Exactly. So. There you go. But yeah, so the April 10th is the deadline. But if you really want to, and you've been putting it off, yeah, I'll get it in. If the flights fill up, then they can't accept any more people. So you want to get your application in right away. And April 10th is like, it's right around the corner. That's 4 days from now.
It's around the corner, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So it started by combining the Lanikai Cup that was held for amateurs and the Campos Trophy. The local golf professionals had their event. And the Mid-Pacific Country Club proud members combined to uphold this very fine golfing tradition for 60 years now. How do the members get involved?
The members get involved, first of all, opening up the course to the local players, volunteering, you know, from pre-planning, during the event. I think we have over 100 volunteers who help out on the course, pretty much all around, and then after, you know, I mean, to be there with the players. And this is my third coming up, and I'll tell you one thing. And it used to be called, what they call it, the Masters of Hawaii. What I love to see, you know, being back down here for 2.5 years, what I love to see is the local players who know each other very well, to have this aloha spirit out there on the course. You know, the people get to see each other again from the different islands.
Yes.
Come here to Mid-Pacific Country Club. And that kind of community and camaraderie is just wonderful to see. And just competition and stuff. And I love the local spirit, like I said, they have on the course when they're in the clubhouse and for each other. And as you know, there's a lot of repeat winners and a lot of repeat appreciation. So it's fun to see. It's really fun to see.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is the Masters of Hawaii. And we've had repeat winners, three-time champ Greg Myers, two-time champ Alan Yamamoto, Guinea Cop's grandson Reagan Lee, won in 2002, 2003, 2004. He first three-peat winner. We've got on the trophy, everybody's name is etched. You know, it's like the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame: Ted Makalena, Jimmy Ukauka, Larry Stubblefield, Ron Castillo. It's truly everybody. It's amazing. Lance Suzuki has had his name engraved on that Open trophy a record 8 times.
8 times, you correct? Yeah,
wow.
It's great to see. Like I said, and then. You know, the last year we had Sean Liu win, which again was a tournament for the books, history books, because of what we have dealt with, like I said, at the beginning. And then you had Alex Chen, who won back to back the years before and stuff. So it's been fun to see, like I said.
Yeah. And Ted Fujikawa, right? Ted Fujikawa won twice. Sam Sir, the Maui native who captured the title, and right after Nathan Lashley of Arizona won in 2011. After that, Nick Mason, another local boy, beat Lashley in a playoff to take the title in 2012. 2013, a new course record, 62, beat the old one that was set by Greg Myers. The camaraderie and the competition is still there. You know,
it's fun to see. Yeah,
it really is. You were
saying, all the fun to see is our own members even sign up. And we have 6 flights, potential flights, the professional and the champion flight, you know, with A and B flight, and then senior professional, senior amateur. It's even seeing our members signing up for it and being competition on the course, you know, which they know really fairly well. But as we all know, our superintendent, Jason Amoy, always has fun with our greens to make it more challenging, and everyone likes to come out and try it out and stuff. So
I'm laughing because he's considered the evil one.
Yeah, I mean, again, the nice thing what I love about our course is that it gives you both things. It gives you a very playable, member-friendly course, but also made a very PGA challenging course. And it depends on Mother Nature. You know, it was shocking for me to see, because the course, if you look at it, it might look very simple, very easy. But when you're out there, and especially when Jason gets his hands on it, you know, when the first year I was here, you know, I was like 5 under par after 4 days with the lowest score. And then last year, because Mother Nature made the greens a little bit slower, it was 15 under par, you know. So we get both sides,
yeah.
You know, which is, again, fun for the course, and it makes, again, challenging by itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've said that to Jason, too. I mean, he smiles.
No, he does.
He does.
And actually, we're starting a new tournament here for our members called Superintendent Revenge, you know.
Oh!
So we'll give him another purpose for him to have fun on the course for our members too. So
how's that going to work, the superintendent's revenge?
There's going to be a lot of little tricks out there for the members to deal with. You know, so could be a trash can on the fairway or a mower in the way or something like that. So
that is very, very, very good. So this is the professional tournament, the Mid-Pac Open, the Mid-Pacific Ocean, and. Then in May, you turn around and you have the 73rd Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. The deadline to get in is May 10th, and the tournament is May 17th to the 19th, you know, and May 10th or when the field is full. I have to say that again, okay? So how this is a fun tournament. Tell us about it.
So, again, going back to longevity, like I said, 73rd, but it was started in 1950. And it's, as you know, it's a women's tournament, and actually our women's division, we have about over 120 women who are part of this women's division who help organize, fundraise for it, organize it, volunteer for it. And as you know, Jenny K. Wilson was basically spearheading this tournament a long time ago to put something together for the women around the island. And the cool thing is, I mean, again, you have all walks of life. You know, we have them as early as high school, all the way up into the 70s and 80s of women playing out there. And the fun thing is, like a few weeks ago, we even had the Sacred Heart Girls Invitational, where we had all the girls from around the island, from the high schools, come over here and have a tournament. So it's sort of almost like a pipeline into the Jenny K. And same thing, a long history, long longevity in regards to repeat winners. As you probably know, the whole list, you know, from Joan Damon, I think 6 times she won. And what I love about that, as we know, with Jenny K. Wilson and Queen Kailani, you know, that Kualina Ikanu, which I probably butchered right now.
No, you did very good. Strive for the highest, right. Yes.
Right, which is pretty sweet. And actually, I created a T-shirt for our family because my youngest grandchild's name is Summit. So it's like perfect right there, what we strive for with our grandchild and stuff. So, but no, it's a great tournament. 120 amateurs around come from around the island, around the nation. We even have players come from Japan. So it's a fun event. Again, a lot of community camaraderie out there on the course and in the clubhouse.
Wow. I remember in 2004 when Amanda Wilson was 16 and she won. She came from Hilo. You know, it's great. And they keep coming back and they enjoy it every time.
Yeah, what reminded me when I was sitting in the office with you and you mentioned to me about Michelle Wee, was 11 years old, sitting at my office there on the desk there, couldn't even reach. I think Rick mentioned that, Rink Ray, in regards to she couldn't even reach the floor,
right?
Her feet, because she was sitting in the chair and she was so young and stuff. So again, it's like I say, you come as early as high school and go all the way, actually early, 11 is before high school, right? So.
Right.
And even to the senior age. So it's a fun tournament.
Yes, it is. It's great. And for all of our golfers, our ladies, our kids that are getting into the game, this is fun. Now, food and beverage is a big part of the Jenny K. And in the days of yesteryear, there was a lot of hula, and there was just it was like a kind of an indoor luau where everybody enjoyed the camaraderie and dance and food and beverageum. So tell us what do you put out for the ladies?
Well, again, the awards banquet at the end. You know, the first thing is I love to see the women's division, the appreciation and the respect to Jenny K. Wilson. They recognize her, they honor her, and the same thing flows right into our awards banquet with, like you said, with the music, with the dance, with the food, and again, the community aspect of it. So it's a nice evening event or late afternoon event. So. It's again embracing and inherited the Hawaii culture.
Yeah. Do you know what the head chef is going to put together yet? Can you give us a tip?
We're in the final stages as we speak, you know, and Chef Russell, who's been with us now for almost 2 years, has done a fantastic job, and he really embraces the local flair. So it's going to be a nice spread.
Of course it's going to be nice. I wanted to, you know, try to see if I could get you to reveal, but you're not going to. It's always nice at Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's a glorious view. Even if you're just walking the course. Hey, can people follow along and walk along while they're playing?
And actually, I appreciate you saying that. Absolutely. And it's a perfect way to come out to Mid-Pacific Country Club. There is, again, enough parking here. You don't have to take a shuttle. There is enough space for you to walk and follow your favorite leader or player. So it's a nice way to be out there and support local players. So absolutely, for both the Mid-Pacific Open and the Jenny K, you know, if you have nothing planned. You want to see some good golf, and like you said, in a beautiful surrounding with Mokolua's right out there on the ocean and Kolau Mountains. I mean, you cannot beat the surrounding we have here over here at Mid-Pacific Country Club.
It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Now, if I'm coming, is there someplace where I can get something to drink and maybe a snack to eat, or should I bring my own?
No, you can bring it. We have both the snack bar and the dining room open for that week for our local or whoever's coming to watch the game.
Right. That's great. Oh, goody. Okay. This is the 73rd.
It's free parking and it's free admission, so it's a perfect way to come out here.
And we're talking about the 73rd Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, May 17th through the 19th. Remember, the deadline is May 10th or whenever the field is full. So that's in May. And ladies, sign up because it's a lot of fun. And I just want to thank all the sponsors that are involved. I mean, the list is amazing. Brown & Brown Pacific Insurance Services and Employee Benefits, Teotani Produce, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union, Kyoya Hotels and Resorts, Wesley and Serena Wailehua, Aloha Marine Lines, AlohaTone.com, Bright Light Digital, Castle Resorts and Hotel, CD Painting Hawaii, Engelkirk Structural Engineers, Golf Concepts, Hensel Phillips Construction, Keola, Gerald, and Neil Nakai, Law Office of Wayne Mao, and the Mechanical Enterprise, Inc. Group, Outrigger Enterprises Group, Pacific Home and Appliance, Palikana Permits, LLC, Progressive Marketing, Quality Air Conditioning, Souse Brothers, Spectrum, Yohai Sushi Restaurant, First Hawaiian Bank, Michael and Gail Kawaharada, and Titleist Footjoy, PGR Go. Awesome people, and of course, we're also looking forward to the Mid-Pack Open, and if you want to get in, you got to get in now, 4 days from now, and it could be all sold out because they're not going to crowd the field. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. A real pleasure having you here. Ron Haas, COO, General Manager, Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Oh, my pleasure, Danielle. I'm looking forward to have you in my office in a few weeks here. And it's always fun to be on the radio with you.
All right.
And, you know, thanks for all you do. And, yeah, hopefully the weather and the sun will shine like we used to.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll come back out. We need the water. You know, we all drink so much, you know, so. And the ground.
Oh, Mother Nature does a good job for us. So.
Isn't she? She's just wonderful. Aloha. Thank you, Ron.
Aloha. Take care.
We're going to come back. We've got another special guest for you, and he's going to be actually in charge of a very well-known, very respected, I'm not going to say anything more. I want to kind of tease you. He'll be back with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-8255. 8508-9458 or book with him at WailaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Hey, Aloha Power's Magic Mower Sale is on. We have mowers for the homeowner or the supersized landscaper. You know, so whether you're doing acres or just a little thing around there, it's all in stock. Okay, plus mower accessories galore. So mow it, mulch it, and bag it. Let your equipment do the work. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. And Aloha Power Equipment EV Lay is right next to the Costco gas station. It's also in Waipahu. If you're going west down Farrington Highway, you make a left at Waipahu Depot Road. That's where you'll find Aloha Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. KORLYNI Honolulu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Well, first off, I just need to tell you that our weather forecast, high surf advisory for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui, and a wind advisory until 6 this evening. Partly sunny, breezy, windy, scattered showers. High between 78 and 83, depends where you are, of course. Easterlies are 15 to 25 with gusts to 50 miles per hour possible. So breezy again tonight, windward and Mauka, numerous showers occasionally after midnight, leeward scattered showers, easterly winds 15 to 25. So after 6 o'clock, they're supposed to back down. Sunday, again, partly cloudy and breezy, windward and Mauka showers. In case you were hoping Sunday was going to clear up, it does, and it's Monday to Tuesday, partly cloudy, windward and Mauka scattered showers. So be prepared for, kind of a soggy sort of, we're getting the aquifer refilled kind of week that's coming up. So you want to play a round of golf? We've got at Makalei an 840 and a 1008. 840, that may be a little tight. 1008, Bucket Brigade. Our retired HFD, they're going out today. And Ho'akuala Ocean Club on Lanai, 920, 1010. Poipu has a 940 and a 1210. Kauai Lagoons has a 1008. Curl Bay, 936, 1028. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 1040. And at the Ewa Beach Golf Course, there's an 11 o'clock, a 926 if you're close. Wailea, the gold course, 850. The emerald course, an 850. The blue course, a 950. And at Kapalua, there's a 918 and a 10 o'clock. And by the way, if, you know, your sinuses are just going nuts because of this weather, don't worry, you're not alone. I don't know anybody whose sinuses aren't driving them absolutely crazy. Maybe Joseph Young, who's director of sales, Northeast Region at Honma Golf, co-host of Golf Latitude's podcast, Honma Golf. That's right. He's been national sales manager at Volvic USA, Zero Friction USA, master fitter, master building at Club Champion. But Joe is with us today. He was the golf shop manager at Medina Country Club, among his many other golf-related incarnations. Welcome into the clubhouse, Joe.
Well, good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Chicago, and I want to give you the weather report.
Okay, ready.
If you are indoors, it is a very pleasant 72 degrees. If you happen to be outdoors, it's between 45 and 46 degrees.
So what are we complaining about?
Exactly. Nice to be with you.
Well, it's good to be with you. All right. I'm so glad you're joining us in the clubhouse. How did you get involved in this game? I talked a little bit about all the different things you've done, including your podcast, but tell us about how you got into golf.
Well, my father had the foresight to get my brother and I into golf when we were very young. And I actually started out as a left-hander, And back in those days, in the early 70s, mid-70s, you couldn't find left-handed equipment. So as I was going into high school, my father looked at me and he said, Joe, I can't find you left-handed clubs. I have a set of righties here. Here's a bag of range balls. Go across the street to the empty football field and teach yourself how to play right-handed.
Teach yourself, huh? Just like that.
Yeah. I took that 8-iron and I hit it back and forth between those two goalposts for 3 months.
Wow. Wow.
And yes. So we started early and, you know, my brother and I caddied. My older brother is actually an Evans Scholar, 1976. And it kind of just went from there. I've done nothing else all my life.
Yeah, you've just been in golf. That's awesome. But then you became a master fitter. That's incredible.
Yeah, from, well, we, you know, Danielle, when I first started selling golf clubs in 87, we were still selling persimmon drivers. If you can even imagine that. And, yeah, and then years went by, and I was a rep for many years and ended up on the Mr. Callaway's original sales crew.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up with Club Champion's original two employees.
Oh, wow.
I worked for them as a master fitter, master builder for quite a number of years. So, yeah, it's all I'm pretty much worthless outside of golf. But
and now you're Honma Golf. And pretty soon you're going to be our rep in Hawaii.
Yes, they have. Honma's recently given me responsibility for the Hawaiian Islands. And I told him, I said, I would be happy to do that so long as I can make sales calls there in person at least 3 times a year.
Right on. I mean, what's the point in you being on the mainland? You know, you've got to be here.
Exactly. And you know what? It coordinates well because at the end of this year will be my 30th wedding anniversary, and my wife has been telling me that she wants me to take her to Hawaii.
Well, there you go. And you know, it's a business trip, so it can be, you know, written off.
Yeah, a little work, a little play. Get to finally see your beautiful part of the world, which I have never seen.
Oh, my goodness. How wonderful. Oh, you're gonna love it because it's not going to be raining when you get here. We'll make sure that it stops.
Well, when I get out there, you and I are going to play golf.
Okay.
Deal?
Yes, deal. Tell us a little bit about the Honma history.
Well, I'll tell you, what an incredible company. One, I think it's the third oldest golf company in the world. They were founded in 1959 in Sakata, Japan. And it was originally a Japanese golf club company that made clubs for the Japanese market. That was their goal, their mantra, mm-hmm. so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with hundreds of years of forging expertise in history in that part of the world, they took that expertise and that experience and started forging golf clubs. And it's a unique golf company because Honma is completely vertical. Everything is in-house from the original design to the testing of the prototypes, to the manufacture of the equipment, to the finishing of the equipment, to the delivery of the equipment, which is very rare these days with any company in any industry.
Right.
We even design and manufacture our own graphite shafts, which I don't know that any golf equipment company does anymore. So it's quite a unique company with a long storied history and the finest equipment I've ever seen. When a customer whether it's a retailer and the products for resale or it's a consumer, when you take the product out of the wrapping and the plastic, Danielle, it is perfect. Visually perfect. Nothing gets through with even the most minute defect. They are absolutely gorgeous.
Just want to ask you a question about something Charles Schwartzel was using. He was using the Honma TW747V, a 3-iron True Temper Dynamic Golf 120. Can you break that down for me? Because, you know, I'm such an amateur when it comes to understanding all the different descriptions. So, you know, what is the Honma TW747V?
Well, TW stands for Tour World. And the Tour World is a line of equipment that's different than our Berez line. It's more of a player's line. And the set is at 737. That was a couple of models ago. But that is a very soft, forged, cavity-back iron. Arguably one of the best forged cavity-back irons that you can buy.
Wow.
And they're very forgiving. They're it's a forging, but it's weighted a little bit more in the toe. You know, a standard forged blade or cavity back club, they're generally heel weighted, which makes them innately unstable.
Huh.
And being unstable, this is what the better players like, because they can work the ball. They can hold the club face open.
Yes.
They can slam it shut. They can do whatever they want because it's innately unstable.
Yeah.
And what we do with our players' clubs is we weight the toe. It's buried in the head so that the center of gravity moves a little further out from the hosel, so you get the stability of a large investment cast cavity back game improvement club, but the size and the look and the feel of a fine player's forging.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And your Honma, the new TWW5 wedges came out less than a month ago, right? Tell us a little bit about those wedges.
Oh, I'm holding one right now. These wedges, you know, Danielle, I got my set of wedges. I don't even want to hit them. I think I'm going to mount them on the wall in the office.
You know, I've had a club like that, you know.
This would be my third rendition. So it's a TW5, which is the fifth generation. That's what the 5 stands for. And in my opinion, they are the most beautiful, well thought out and well executed line of wedges that I've seen in my 35 or whatever years. I don't even want to say. But when you take the performance and the precision and combine it with the beauty of the club, the way it sits on the ground, the way it interacts with the turf, it's a superstar. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't know if there's a wedge on the market from any manufacturer that can compete with this golf club. In fact, I'm holding one right now.
Wow.
I have it in my hands.
Yeah. And so are they available here now to look at and to hold in our hands, or are we waiting for you to get over here?
We can send them in. They just released our samples 3 weeks ago, and we are going to begin shipping this month.
All right.
And it's really, can I go into a little detail on this wedge?
Of course you can. You can go into detail, and you can tell us where we can go to find Honma here in Hawaii.
Well, the I'll have to pull that up.
Of course.
But they're made from a 8620 mild steel, and even us who are responsible for promoting and selling this have to write down the features because it's too much to remember.
We have two finish options. We have two face configurations. We have three sole configurations. We have five stock shaft options. And we have 10 loft bounce options just in this line of wedges. So as an overall description, we can fit anybody of any level of play or any need or any turf conditions, whether you're playing in the sandy, rocky, coral soils of Florida or you're in the soft, black earth fence fairways of Chicago.
Far out.
There's a combination for you with these wedges. So the finish, we have two finishes now. We have a standard chrome finish, which is, it has a very subtle combination of matte finish, pebble finish, mill finish, and high gloss chrome finish. And the way Hanma generally finishes their clubs is the detail and the fine subtle differences between the finishes is the longer you look at the club, the more things that you see. So we have a chrome finish model. We also have a new copper plated model, which is drop dead gorgeous. It's almost antique. Have you seen images of this?
No, but I like the description, the satin chrome and the brushed copper. Don't leave out satin and brushed. Don't you think that means I'm just teasing you. You know, the satin chrome. Thank you. Satin chrome and brushed copper. You know, this is the Vizard IB wedge shaft designed for lower launch and high spin with consistent loft at impact. How could you go wrong?
You're hired.
Thank you.
When can you start?
Yeah, right now. Wedges are so important to your game. It is really, really important. It's that in-between club that really gets you out of trouble. It gets you out of trouble, too. That's the beauty of it. That's why I like wedges.
Yeah, we've kind of implemented another kind of newer trend in wedges is we have the standard grooves, which has a double milled face, so the faces are absolutely flat to the micron. And we also have full-face grooves, where the grooves run all the way out to the end of the club, end of the face, which, to me, I absolutely love that look. And it allows you to use more of the face when you're laying the club open, whatever you're doing with the wedge. The standard double milled face with the standard grooves, those are on the 48 degree to the 54. The full face grooves are on the 56 through the 60. So you can actually create a set of wedges for yourself with both, depending on what your needs are. And as you know, with the weight of the irons getting lower and lower in the head over the last 30 years, mm-hmm. What's happened is the lofts have had to be strengthened. So, you know, a traditional loft on a wedge 40 years ago was 47, 48 degrees. Well, now with the center of gravity being so low and the ball launching so high, the manufacturers, including us, have had to strengthen the lofts or lower the lofts. So now your standard pitching wedge is between 43 and 45 degrees. And what that does is that leaves the gap in your irons. So now on these specialty wedges, our loft started 48 degrees.
Nice. So you can go, filling yes. in, yeah.
Yes. And we also have three sole configurations on those lower lofts, 48 to 54. It's a standard sole, which is really kind of an extension of your iron. So they're full swing, full shot wedges. That's what we call the I-sole. And then we have the C-sole, which is a higher bounce. The leading edge is relieved. The back edge is relieved. The toe and the heel are relieved or ground down so you can work the ball kind of more for a turf situation. And then we have the S rind, which is basically, it has a much wider sole, a little lower loft, more appropriate for sand bunkers and, you know, trickier turf situations. So you have three combinations, or three loft, or excuse me, three sole options. The shaft that you mentioned, the Vizard, that's graphite. So in that Vizard shaft, you can get order it in 90 grams, you can order it 105 grams, you can order it 120 grams, or you can go with a lightweight steel, a Nippon 950, or you can go with the Dynamic Gold S200.
Okay, we're almost at the close of the show. And I know that anybody listening to you right now wants to hold one of those wedges. And where can we go find HOMA here?
Well, let's see. I may have to pull this up. I know.
Come on now. You can't tease us that much. This is Joseph Young, Director of Sales, Northeast Region, HOMA Golf, co-host Golf Latitudes podcast. I'm just, you know, buying time for you to find that. He's been National Sales Manager at Volvic USA and Zero Friction USA, master fitter. The guy knows what he's talking about. So we want you to, you know, at least be able to see these, feel them, see how they work for you. And you're going to, you know, I always want to pronounce the O. I don't know what's up with me. Is it more like an A sound, Joe, than an O sound? HOMA?
Well, it depends on what part of the country you're from. If you want to pronounce it properly, it's HOMA.
HOMA.
If you pronounce it in Chicago, it's HANMA.
Okay. All right.
Now, we have accounts at Pro-Am Golf.
Pro-Am?
Honolulu.
Awesome.
Of course, we do business with the U.S. Army at Nagorski.
Okay.
Let's see here. I have a hard time still with the pronunciation.
Oh, don't
be. Koolina Golf Club.
Koolina, you got it. That's good. You did it right.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Oahu Country Club.
Oahu Country Club, one of, you know, those exclusive country clubs in Hawaii. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Island Pacific Golf Academy.
Island Pacific Golf Academy. Awesome. Yes.
Wailea Country Club.
Wailai. Yeah, there we go.
Uh-huh.
And I'll give you lessons on Hawaiian pronunciation so you'll be ready for everything, okay?
Okay, and Hokule Country Club?
Hawakale. Yes, good. We're having more fun than we should be. Yes, uh-huh.
Mid-Pacific Country Club?
Oh, yeah, Mid-Pacific Country Club. They were just on the show talking about their two tournaments that are coming up. Uh-huh.
You have completely worn me out.
Well, it's my pleasure. I don't believe you. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. It's fabulous having you. It was so much fun.
My pleasure. Look forward to meeting you in person.
Yes, we'll have fun. We'll just laugh all the way across the, and won't worry about our scores, okay?
All right.
That's the most important part about this game. Don't worry about your score. Enjoy yourself. You're in Mother Nature's beautiful park that someone spends a lot of time taking care of so that you can enjoy your round of golf out in nature. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Pro Camera Hawaii quality cameras to capture, the memories. You take it on the golf course. Where else can you find those most amazing shots? Their staff will help you find what you need. And if you don't know what to get for somebody, you know, what camera? Get them a gift certificate. They're in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. And Aloha Power Equipment, you know they're having their magic mower sale. Mowers for the homeowner or those supersized ones for the landscaper, they're all in stock. Mow it, mulch it, bag it. Let your equipment do the work. And Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and you name it, hotels, restaurants since 1939. You got to support a company that's been in business since 1939, and they're supporting you because no one can find you if you haven't, yes, put out a really great sign. And the Aloha Section PGA, yeah, you know, teach your children how to play this game because it's a gift that lasts a lifetime. And children should go to something like, I don't know, First Tee, and they're with kids of their own age, and they're being taught etiquette, like, you know, when not to talk, you know, and not to not to jump in when they're not supposed to, with waiting their turn. All of those little things that help everybody become much more comfortable together. All right. I'm hoping that you have a little sun. We're getting just a dash of sun right now. Have a wonderful weekend. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.